Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Denton Day walking around. It's good to see all the people again. I haven't been in here in a while. There's this new Twitter account that I can't figure out who he is, but he's entertaining me. Longfellow underscore T-Wad. Landfill, are you familiar with this work? Check it out at your own convenience. It's extremely radio insider stuff. Listen, we've been doing all Commanders all day. I want to zoom out a little and just go kind of around the NFL. All of our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how much money. T-Mobile.com/switch. Brian.
Yeah.
I know who had the most impressive win yesterday. Do you know who had the most impressive win yesterday?
It has to be between two teams right here on 95. Washington and also, who do you think it was?
The Vikings. Go to Lambeau Field where nobody believes Sam Darnold's legit and beat the Packers at home.
I still think the Ravens game was more impressive.
Then because of the way they beat them or because of what you think Buffalo is?
The way that they beat them and the fact that we've been hearing, listen, bro, every time, every year we hear Buffalo is the team, blah, 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 blah. And they basically spanked them.
They beat them down.
Yeah.
That was a beat down.
And then the thing about it, when I'm watching the little bit of the Green Bay game, I don't think Love was ready completely to be back.
He looked good by late stages.
But he got better a little later, because if he would have gotten to that mold earlier, they would have lost that game.
Landfill, who do you think had the most impressive win in the NFL on Sunday?
Other than the Commanders.
You can make a case for that because they dropped 42 on the road. That's an impressive road win for sure.
The Commanders were number one, and I think the Ravens were number two.
What about the Vikes?
Screw the Vikings were already winning. They were undefeated, and we already saw it. And
I'm just saying,
they win a game.
Do you buy them now? Because you had said previously, no.
I'm still not buying them.
They're 4-0.
I don't care.
All right.
Buffalo was 3-0. They got beat.
Minnesota didn't.
Okay, but they played against a team that wasn't playing like the Ravens either.
One thing that I will find very interesting is the way that defense is playing under Brian Flores.
Yeah, that defense is good.
But you juxtapose that with the, I believe, ongoing litigation. Like, can he get another head coaching job? I don't know. That's a fascinating,
obscure. It's kind of weird to me that the man could be in your league coaching, but he can't get a head coaching job.
I mean, all right, let's do the, let's do who's cooked.
That's probably why he's suing him, because there's all that BS with this league.
Let's do who's cooked. Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-4.
Cooked?
Is anybody cooked. Dissent, Jeff?
What'd you say?
It's really hard to take you seriously with the football helmet on.
I'm editing like sound right now.
Who he looks like is...
Who do you think had the most impressive win yesterday, Jeffrey?
The Commanders.
Don't you like a Teletubby?
We put up 42 points.
It's true. You know how I could tell Jeff is editing sound right now? There's no video on the stream.
Oh, snap.
There we go. Hey, guys.
I don't see anything.
Jags are completely cooked. I wonder how you make that right. Trevor Lawrence is a mess. That whole offense is a mess. They have a minus 49 point differential through four games, dude.
That's horrible.
It's bad.
They're averaging 10 points a game losing.
Titans play tonight. Titans-Dolphins is a dog of a game. 0-3 versus 1-2 Dolphins. Will Levis, I mean, shout out to Will Levis for getting those National Mayonnaise commercials. I'm sure there's getting that mayo money.
I mean, when you do like weird stuff, you get commercials, dog.
They really need a win. Drab Seahawks at Detroit. Kind of interesting game there. The Bengals finally get their first win, B. The Bengals move to 1-3. They still gave up 24 to the Panthers. I know it's Andy Dalton and not Bryce Young.
But still, I'm looking at that. And then as much as we talk about the Bengals and how good their offense can be, their defense can be not very good also.
Bad.
And I think the thing, what happens with them is if a team comes in and they can score early, the pressure goes to Joe and his crew. And I don't know if they're as good as they used to be a few years ago. The offense. And then once
they've lost a lot defensively, too.
So but once they start putting points up, I don't know how well he can keep up.
Okay. Let's go to Kansas City. You and I saw this morning and we're just laughing at it on one of the terrible take shows. I do not think the Rashee Rice injury ruins anything for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs' offense hasn't really been humming, and they're already 4-0.
Yep.
I think you'd be silly to think, oh, by the way, they've won the last two Super Bowls, and that was after they traded away Tyreek Hill. That is an organization, a quarterback, a head coach that can change game plans on the fly, and a defense and a defense coordinator and a guy in Chris Jones that are just monsters. Mm-hmm. So they can figure stuff out.
And old Pat. Pat knows how to make people around him better.
15 helps, man. 15 helps. That said, with Rice now out, there are options for Kansas City should they want to try to trade for a wideout.
Mm-hmm.
The top of the list, a guy who seemed pretty unhappy last year and seems unhappy again, even though I guess Devontae. He got the win yesterday, Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see that happening?
If they call and say that they're trying to trade for Devontae Adams, and I don't know if he has like a no-trade clause or whatever, he will damn sure accept a trade to Kansas City. I don't know a receiver in the league that would not.
Do you think? I think the bigger hurdle there is the Raiders sending them to their rival and, you know, division rival.
That'll stop. But if they know he's probably not going to want to be there next year and going to probably move forward and then will cause another issue, they will try and, if they can get something for him, they'll get something for him.
What about Amari Cooper? He's been talked about as a trade target for a while. Things are a mess in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, any receiver that can get to Kansas City should want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I pay cut. I'll go.
Right. The Browns are coming to town, B.
Mm-hmm.
They are 1-3, coming off a loss to the Raiders. Before that, they lost to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson, I almost wonder if he's going to get benched. I mean, he has been bad. Independent of this weekend's matchup, that Browns team that had such a good defense last year, what do you make of them starting the year 1-3?
I'm surprised that they started like this, but if you really think about it, man, when they had Jacoby in there and those other quarterbacks last year, and you know, when they try to just go out there and they play as a team, they're better. When they try to put stuff on a guy who hadn't been playing in a long time, they're not.
Do you think they'd be better off going to Jameis?
It'll give them a different look, and it may help because right now I think when they have Deshaun in, mentally they feel he is still the guy he was, and that's the way that they game plan.
And nothing is going
downfield.
He's
not the game that he was.
Nothing.
He's not the guy that he was in the past.
No. He really isn't.
So I look at that as a coach who's looking at this stuff go on that refused to make a change. That's on him.
Gonna make a change. Saints lose to the Falcons at the buzzer. Saints were the talk of the NFL there for a little while, too.
Yeah, again, Derek Carr. And eventually, the people, like you said all the time, what does Rizzo say about the back of the car? Sam Darnold going to wake up here eventually, too. That's why I can't say right now that they're the absolute best.
I think, so the Bucs are 3-1 now. You think Sirianni makes it through the year?
I think so. I don't think Lurie is not super, super messy. I can see him making it through the year.
But last year they lost 9 of their last 10 or whatever. Like, that's got to be in somebody's mind.
Nah, it was like last 6 or 7, something like that.
I think it was like, yes, last 7, but 8 of the last 9 or something. They won 1 in there. NFC South right now. Bucks are 3-1, Falcons are 2-2, Saints are 2-2. Panthers were putting on the cooked pile.
I'll go with the Bucks.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baker, Bowles, yep. Evans. Do you think yesterday was a good indication of who that Bucs team is? I kind of do.
I would just completely say yes, but the game prior that they lost, I mean, they just went in and like played like duds. You know, so
I think they just didn't show up.
So how many more games are they going to do that?
They showed up this
when
week.
When you want to get to a certain level, this is my thing. They have not consistently been that good of a team. We can't give them the benefit of the doubt when we refuse to give the benefit of the doubt to the team that's won the last 2 Super Bowls and sitting at 4-0 right now. We will critique the hell out of them talking about how they're playing. Well, they've done it. They've proven it. They can do it. The Bucs have it.
Bucs want to play. Yeah, I mean, I'm not comparing them to the Chiefs.
They want a playoff game, but I'm just saying.
Right now, do you think is the best team in the NFC?
In the NFC? Kind of like, hard for me to go away from Detroit still.
Okay. They play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If they can win tonight, then they're 3-1, and that starts to look more realistic, I think. Right now, you got the Vikes at 4-0, the Bucks at 3-1, the Seahawks, who also play tonight, at 3-0. But, like, kind of the teams we were expecting to be really good coming into the year in the NFC, the Eagles and the Niners.
The Niners. I mean, they, bro. One thing I know. Injuries will make everything even. It will level the playing field. And that's what's happening right now to a lot of teams.
What about Baltimore? Obviously super impressive last night. I'm guessing you watched at the bar in Arizona like yeah. I did.
What they did last night, everybody else in the AFC better hope that doesn't come more consistently. Because what Derrick Henry did last night, amazing. I saw that dude run away from DBs, bro. Them DBs got to go back and got to question those 40 times I've heard that they run.
Well, I mean, the fact that he is that size and can just run away from people is crazy, man.
That was impressive.
Jeff, how you feeling about your second team? Can you talk about your second team while you're currently wearing a helmet from your...
What second team are you talking about, JP?
The Ravens.
JP.
Are you back on the Chargers?
No, bro.
What?
When we are contending, there is no second team.
Yeah, he said that the other day.
When we are not contending, there's the second team. How dare you ask me about the Ravens?
Contending for
and you
what?
See I'm dripped out right now.
Yeah, you dripping.
Lanville, what's it like to sit in here with him dressed like that? Did you post a picture of him so that people can understand?
Yeah, you got a guy with passion. That's what you need.
Lanville, what would it take for us to get you in a Redskins helmet? That joint might fit you the way Jeff has removed the inside of the helmet.
I mean, I'll try it on.
Try it on. Jeff, can you share? Sharing is caring, pal.
I got my hat on, so it ain't sweaty.
Even better.
In other words, Lanville, you didn't realize that JP just said you got a big-ass head?
I don't know that's what I said.
You say it can fit you without the hat on. And all the cushion is out of it.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, get a photo of that.
I got it on.
Do you feel more locked into the... I guess you don't have headphones.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I can't hear you. I took my earbuds out to get the helmet on, and now I can't hear a word anyone's saying.
Do you feel the Ashburn inside of you? Do you feel more burgundy?
I feel very Ashburn right now, yes.
When's the last time... any of us felt this good about the local 53?
Been a while.
Never. Never. This is a different feeling. I was telling my friends that, like, they be like, yo, how you feel that you command? Dog, I don't know how I feel. Like, I can't explain it. This is a first time thing for me.
Honestly, like, the last time I ever felt this good was the wild card round of the 99 season playoffs when they beat the Lions.
I think Brian was playing in that one, huh?
I think he might have scored a touchdown. Damn. Or is that next week?
99?
Yeah. I mean, after the 99 season.
Yeah, you were still here.
I was still here.
And to be honest, everyone keeps saying 2012. 2012 didn't feel like this. Like,
didn't Mike Shanahan say during that season, like, oh, we're in evaluation mode now because they had basically given up?
And then they made the playoffs.
Earlier that year, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, 2012 didn't feel like this.
Came together fun. And went against him.
But it ain't feel like this.
My difference with 2012 versus this is that year, Robert was having tremendous success, but there was an understanding that it was a little gimmicky, that it was relying on this read option and that most NFL teams had never seen it. And kind of Robert found the success with it. Then Kaepernick found the success with it. Later that season, ended up going to the Super Bowl. This, to me, watching Jaden have this level of success doesn't feel gimmicky at all. I don't know if you agree with that, B. But.
No, I agree that it doesn't feel gimmicky because now it's the norm that multiple quarterbacks run this, so it's not something that seems different.
And
also, people have evolved that offense to where they do so many things from it now where they were really the only team doing it at first.
Well, and to go one step further, Jaden can beat you from the pocket.
Yeah.
All the time. Robert wasn't going to do that. That's what they hoped Robert would grow into and become. Jaden already is.
Well, they wanted him to grow into it, but then he refused to be a passer, and I mean, be a running guy anymore, which would have helped him out and be beneficial to him. But at this point now, I think Jaden is running an offense, and a lot of hell, Baker Mayfield was running the RPO yesterday. You know, a lot of people are going to use it. If you have any athleticism, if you have any running ability, do not listen to the people telling you don't run. You got to run because long as it's just like we say, we got to throw the ball deep to make the defensive backs respect the fact that you would. Same thing with the quarterback that can run.
When we return, Tress Way back in the national spotlight like he never left. I'll explain. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.